Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Dead Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and listen to me with a guy that probably should just start living here.
I'm starting to feel like I do. Right. I'm just glad you keep having me back.
And your name is?
Liam.
Liam. Okay. Now, Liam Kavanaugh, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be here. Yep. I appreciate you having me.
You know, the cool thing is that we there's so much stuff from Search coming on that we have to we keep
keeps me
you
busy.
Back. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Keeps you busy.
All right, time for Liam to come on again.
Not again.
So, no slides today, which is awesome.
No slides.
Just demo. Okay. So we're actually going to do two shows today.
We're going to try to put them in.
What's interesting, we didn't tell the guys in the booth that. We're doing two shows, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We'll try moving along.
That's right.
Doing one take
That's
this
right.
time.
Moving right along. All right. So what are we doing this first one?
So we got a whole bunch of cool new stuff that okay. I'm really look forward to show you.
Okay.
Some of the stuff's in the portal. Some of the stuff is helping to do extra queries. And some of the stuff's in the analytics. So do you want to just jump right in?
Let's just jump right in.
Okay. So what I have here, I have the portal, Azure portal. This is my search service. And I don't know if you recall the last time we met, we went through the Stack Exchange data. We showed how you can do these really fancy regex queries, spelling mistakes, stuff like that. So I thought I'd just kind of show you some of the new stuff we've added in the portal. So here's that Stack Exchange index
that we looked at before. The portal, from what I hear, this portal is actually not in preview anymore.
It's gone GA.
It's gone GA.
That's right. Generally available now.
Yep.
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
Excellent. Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go Azure.
Right.
So here's the index. And just if you didn't watch the last video, this is data that the Stack Exchange people provided to us so that we could index it. It's a nice little searchable index data set with all the comments and responses, things like that.
Yep.
But one of the cool things is now, right from the portal, rather than if you recall where I went into, you know, Chrome Postman or some other tool, we can actually do the queries right from the Explorer. We actually have a Search Explorer, so we can run in queries. I can put in, you know, for example, search.
So like last time we had to go to another tool and do our queries there, right? This is built in right into the, just start searching right through the portal.
Yeah, and what we've learned is that, you know, we really need to have as many of these capabilities in the portal as much as we can. Because it's a pain, you know, you develop in the portal some things and then you have to go to another tool.
Yeah.
So we're trying to bring in as much as we can right from here so you can do the management.
I had this discussion this morning with somebody, right? Around the portal, right? The portal's really, and we're going to take a quick tangent.
Okay, let's see where this goes.
So we talked about the portal was released and it GA'd and kind of, you know, the power of the new portal and what it really provides. It's not just, hey, let me provision stuff, right? But it's the ability to say, you know what, I've got a, it's very prolific in that it gives me a dashboard. Let me get great insight. I've got, you know, I don't have to, like the old portal, I don't have, you know, just not a provisioning perspective, but I can pin things onto my start screen where it give me a great dashboard into all
You're
my
right.
services if I group them into an app service and things like that, right?
Yeah.
This is, and I'm wondering, tying into, you know, leading into that, you know, a lot of this stuff is we're actually using this as a, if we think about where a lot of these groups are going with the portal, this is not only becoming a dashboard or a management, but this is, you know, let me write queries, let me do, right? Are we driving people to the portal for everything?
Well, I think at least from our perspective, we're trying to make it so that you can do whatever you need to. Like, for example, you can search here, you can do the tuning and see it visually right from here.
Yep.
But I don't think what we're trying to do is say that you have to do it here. Like
we
in fact, even here, if you see for this query I'm doing, we actually give you the exact URL. So I can just copy, paste that into Fiddler, Postman, whatever I want.
Okay.
Put into my app. So it's just something that's, I think, is a really nice convenience. But I think you're also right when you talk about more than just the management. In fact, in a minute, I'll show you some of the analytics.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not saying, hey, it shouldn't go here. I'm just going, you know, we're really, if you think about what this portal is providing, it's much more than management. It's more of a dashboard and, you know, kind of almost a one-stop shop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, so sorry for that tangent.
Yeah, no problem at all. So let me just give you an idea. So I can type in, you know, things like I can say, search for Azure, questions on Azure, bring them back. You know, if you remember before, I was doing the new Lucene query, so I can do query type equals full to do the Lucene queries. And if I do a spelling mistake, like if I type Azure, where there's no messages or nothing comes back, I just add a tilde. and we can say we can handle the spelling mistakes. And obviously that didn't come back. So what did I do wrong here? Ah, change to the proper preview version.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Shazam.
And we now have the results.
There you go. Okay.
So we handle spelling. So that's one of the new preview features that we've added. So you can do queries from both one or the other.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first thing I wanted to show you. The second thing, and this ties in so well with what you just said about the analytics, because one of the things that we've just added into the search service is the ability to actually log all of the traffic and all of the analytics on your search service. And all you need to do is under here, if you go under All Settings, click on Search Traffic Analytics, you choose a blob storage, so you create an Azure blob storage, you point us to it, and you say what you want us to log. So we can log the metrics. So this is the idea of, you know, what is the average query latency? How long does it take? What is the max, the min, the number of queries? All of the rates, so you can see your search activity right from there.
Okay, they call it traffic analytics, but really this isn't doing any analysis. This is just gathering data, telemetry data that we can do analytics on.
Yeah,
is that a true statement or?
That is actually really true, and we struggled with that because right now it is very much just logging. We're logging the metrics. We're logging all of the statements, the queries that are coming through. But to your point, our vision is that it shouldn't just be logging. You should be able to go to this dashboard and see what are my top search terms? What are people searching for and not finding results?
Oh, so that ultimately may get there.
This will tie in step one in the very near future.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good.
So in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll show you how we can, what this data looks like and how you can actually use BI to look at this. So you can see here I'm logging the data and I'll just go to, this is a Cerebrata's Azure Explorer. You can see I'm connected to my blob storage here. I have a bunch of different services that I'm logging. So I have, this is mine right here, which has all of the analytics.
Yep.
And if I expand it, you can see as we go down a little bit further, we go down to, let's say, the 8th day of December, the 1 o'clock hour, and here's a file. So if I open up that, we can actually see over that time frame, you know, minute by minute, here are the actual rates that you see, the number of queries that you had, the latency, you know, the minimum, maximum time.
Right.
And so, sorry?
Can you go back to the Cloud Explorer? Does it does it do that and organize those automatically?
It does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is nice because, as you can see, we have hours, months, days, years, so that it's very easy if you want to have a tool to just read it in, like the BI dashboard that I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
So you can aggregate and see it very quickly and easily. So that's the analytics. We can also see logs. So you can see here, same thing, if I open up that one. Just a story. So here are all the queries. The cool thing is that you can actually see, based on the queries that are coming in, you can also see how many responses came back. So you can also imagine, you know, this is useful if somebody's searching for something, but it's not bringing back any results. That's important information.
Right.
So you can actually optimize your search index to make sure it's actually bringing back viable results. If you're a retailer and they're looking for a product and you don't have it, maybe you should consider buying it.
So now I understand why you call it analytics. This is from to be able to say, hey, let me throw this up in a dashboard and do the preemptive, like what's going on, how many, you know, are there any records getting back, right? And this is kind of awesome that the way they, you organize the structure of this. I can say, hey, what happened on this day? I don't have to go through this big, long file.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
And the cool thing that we're going to try to do next, actually I have some demos of it that I'm going to try to do a video with you soon, is to actually do things like machine learning. So I can actually look over the user history and you can actually provide product recommendations. So just run machine learning, spit out some recommendations. So if somebody's looking at an item, here's some other similar items you might want to take a look
at. Cool.
It's all available right from here.
Sweet.
And this is just a BI dashboard. This is actually where we're actually going natively, right from Power BI. I can connect to the blob storage and I can bring in things. I can see visually, you know, here is the latency. So on average, this, by the way, is going against Channel 9's search index.
Yep.
So the searches.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
We can see that, you know, there is, you know, at peak on the 2nd, which was around a Wednesday, you know, there was around 10,000 search queries.
Okay.
We can see that. We can see it also kind of drops down over the weekends, which is interesting. And then over here, we can also look at things like the top search terms. So it seems like Windows 10 is a very popular search term on Channel 9.
Yep.
And then all this stuff you can visually see, so you can kind of get the details and then tune your index with all this information.
Yeah.
In fact, we actually use this to find a couple of interesting, you know, little tweaks when we could actually do in Channel 9 just from the visualization.
Right. Okay.
Cool.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, is this? Are you going to be able to launch this through the portal? Say, let me, or how do we get to the Power BI dashboard?
Yeah, great question. So we are working with Power BI people right now. So you'll just be able to connect to Azure Search as if you were connecting to another store.
Through here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that'll be coming in the near future. For now, we have a couple of examples, PBIX files,
mm-hmm.
that actually have exactly what I'm showing you right here.
Okay.
You simply just connect to your Blob Store and you can get all of this data right here.
That is cool. Okay.
So that's a great starting point. Maybe we'll include some links to that in the video.
Okay, cool.
And one final thing I'd love to show you. So I'm actually going to go back to my Postman tool here, because this is a preview feature. The preview, preview features are not in the portal, so that's why I need to do this here. And what I'm gonna show you is something called custom analyzers. Now, a couple of things I need to kind of make sure you are aware of in search. First of all, when you pass in a search request, an analyzer is the piece that actually takes that query and compares it to the individual words or tokens that are in your index. So by being able to customize that analyzer, it allows you to tell us, Azure Search, how you want to interpret the data. Like, for example, let's say that you're searching last names and, you know, there was a lot of accents. You wanted to make it so that it actually strips it down to UTF-8 so that regardless of whether they type it with an E accent aigu or not, it finds a result. We can even do phonetic matching. So if you're searching for a last name and you misspell it, but it sounds similar, you can get results. All of these types of things are very easy to control. And I thought I'd just kind of walk through how that works in this new preview API. So this is an index I'm going to create. It's just going to be a list of people. So I have, let me just zoom in here so you can actually see it. So in this first one here, is just the ID, the key of that person's name.
Yep.
The second one, if I actually move it over a little bit so you can actually see most of it, that's probably good. So the second one is a name. You can see we're just using, we're gonna say it's searchable. We're gonna use an analyzer called My Analyzer. And actually, let me just zoom in here a little bit so you can see the right side. You can see over here that what we're doing is we're converting everything to lowercase. So regardless of whether you type an uppercase or lowercase letter, we'll find matches. We can do ASCII folding so that it converts it to UTF, so regardless of accents or not. And over here, if I move over here, we also do phonetic. So I'm going to say that if you put in a word and it sounds similar to what's in the content, it'll bring back a result for that as well.
Okay.
So all of these can be defined for a field. We can even do prefix so that when you search for something, if you just type the first couple of characters, we'll be able to match that as well.
Okay,
you can even reverse it, so you can do suffix matching, so the last characters in the name.
Okay.
So let me create that index and load in a couple of people. Let me zoom in here so you can see. So in the name, I'm just gonna put the same name, last name, Kavanaugh, Castro, and Cortez. I don't know if you can see right there, there's an accent in there.
The E, yep.
So we'll load that in just to give it some data. And let's do a search. So I'm gonna start out by searching for my last name, Kavanaugh, which of course it'll be a match, because it handles that. But the thing that I find frustrating is everyone misspells my name. So they always put a U in it, they start with a K. So you know, I can type that, but I can still get a result because it sounds similar to it.
Okay.
I can do things like type in, you know, the first couple letters of Cortez because I have that prefix matching.
Right, okay.
If I type Cortez, even spell it wrong, missing the accent, we still get the result. So all of these things allow the administrator a lot more control over how we analyze and interpret that data.
Does that go back to, if you go back to your create index, on the end of that, you had more of the, you said, where's that? Go to the end of the analyzers here.
Yeah.
Phonetic, right? So it does more of a phonetic analysis of like you said, Kavanaugh, you spell that a bunch of different ways. Cortez, spell that a bunch of different ways. Is that because it applies this phonetic type of analysis to it?
That's exactly how it works. And okay. So we do that in such a way so that when you put in the search term, we can do the phonetic matching. But the other thing is that there's different types of analysis that happen. There's indexing. So as data is coming into the search service, mm-hmm. how do we index it? How do we create that inverted index in the search service? And things like this right here, this edge n-gram token filter, what that is saying is that when you're indexing that data, if it has Kavanaugh, it's going to index, well, you see it has a minimum of 2. So it's going to do CA, CAV, CAVA. So that allows us to type in those first couple letters, find the match to it, and it brings back the data.
Okay. And same thing with, does it do the same thing with, you know, an association like the phonetic? So it says CA, CAV, CAVA, does it KA, KAV, or how does it do that analysis?
Well, that completely depends on whether you said to do that. So you can see here, in this particular field, I'm using the edge n-gram token filter, which says for that field, yes, do C, CAV, CAVA, etc. And if I had also added in phonetic, then I could also do the phonetic search on top of those suffix. You just have to keep in mind that, you know, all of this adds more data.
Oh, because you're at the prefix analyzer here. Yeah, gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
but,
good question.
But the Phoenix, the phonetics, is it just on the standard type of analyzer? Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So that's exactly how we can do it, just using these analyzers right here.
Okay.
So, you know, we have some more documentation. There's a ton more types of analysis and changes you can do here. So we'll maybe add some links there. But this is a big step for us. Allows a lot of people to do much more customization and really great across multiple languages.
And really hit those, you know, like you said, might be searching for this, but I'm not finding it.
So
it really opens up the search capabilities to a much broader, broader spectrum of, you know, what I might be missing because I'm not, you know, hitting the right data,
or
the right indexes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
So that's the some of the new stuff. Hopefully you found it interesting.
No, that is very cool. So I love the ability. What I really like about every time you come in, there's just so much cool stuff. And what I really like about this is, you know, when we first started using, you know, when the portal first came out a couple years ago, it was like, oh my goodness, right? But it is getting so much better. And the ability, even from a search perspective, go in there, so I'm going to define a search, query, right through search, write queries. Don't have to be elaborate.
Yeah.
Right. So I can just do so much stuff right in the portal from a querying perspective, from a search perspective. And then if I need to jump out and do some of this other stuff, it's awesome. Right?
Yeah. And I agree. Like the part that I love about this is just the ability to find new things. Like because I can't imagine for developers nowadays with services, so many things are changing all the time. So if you put these features into the portal, it becomes a lot more visible. So you see these new features, you see this Search Explorer, you see the ability to add those traffic analytics. So it gives it makes it a little bit easier to kind of get and do what you need
to do. Well, let me ask you this. You know, so we've had some really great episodes on Azure Search, like our last one, right? Mm-hmm. We did, a month ago or something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
How do you see, you know, when we put this out there, do you see a lot of people going, that's just awesome, right? And start utilizing some of this stuff? I mean, how do you see the adoption of this? Or how do you see people using this? What's the, you know, I guess from a numbers perspective, do you see the adoption of really people, just grabbing Azure Search and start using, utilizing a lot of these technologies?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. What we see, especially from videos like this, because we also have analytics on the service, so we can see, you know, the usage of features, whether it's something that they just try and no longer try or keep on using. And so we definitely see that once people start to get the idea of these features, mm-hmm. they do start to use them. And it's even higher when we actually put into the portal. Haven't quite figured out the exact reason other than maybe the ease of use.
Right.
But the fact is that if we put it in the portal, not only people try it, but they're very much more likely to actually push it into production and actually continue to use it.
Do you see, and I'm just throwing out questions there, but just because of the way things are going, do you see the ability to be able to do some of this stuff, this or even a lot of the query through, you know, Visual Studio, PowerShell or maybe some of these other tools that we have at our disposal?
Yeah, I mean, you can already do a lot of the stuff through PowerShell management APIs, things like that. But the kind of our vision for the portal is that if you're doing a lot of stuff, you're playing with it, you're creating queries, we think that you should be able to almost right-click and say deploy to Visual Studio or deploy to Azure Web App so that, you know, I have this index, just give me a starting template. To get me going, give me all the best practices, because you know it's a lot of work to create a typehead search box.
Yeah,
you got to read, you can learn that. So it makes sense for us to make it so that we just create a starting point and get you
going.
What about
quickly. Starting in Visual Studio, like a new, not a new project, but go, hey, let me create a new, new search index or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think
right
it makes
the
sense.
Right through the Server Explorer, going, oh, hey, I want to index.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's why I come here.
Yeah, that's right. That's my one good idea for the show.
There we go. Let's cut it off.
Thanks for coming. All right. Cool. Awesome, Liam. That is fantastic.
Thanks, Scott.
What you showed. All right. So you're going to stick around. We're going to do another one.
We're going to do one more.
Awesome. So anyway, this one we'll push out here in a couple of weeks. Well, depending on when we can get it out. But we're going to do another one. So hey, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.